I'm here on the Tekken of having reached at least the age of Zokain. Many people in my life have accused me of never having grown up. Nonetheless, the Mishnah says in Tanit, in the second parak of Tanit, that the Zokain should say before the people on the day of a Tanit, Divrei Kivushim, and it gives the text that the Zokain is supposed to say. Here's the speech of the Zokain. Achenu, holy brothers, Lo Nemar Ba'anshei Ninveh, it doesn't say about those sinners, those wicked people who were sentenced to death, the whole city. Lo Nemar Ba'anshei Ninveh, Vayar Elokim Et Sakatam V'Etanitam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw their sackcloth, their fasting, Elavayar Elokim Et Maseyem, but God saw their deeds, Ki Shavu Midarkam Hara'o, that they had turned, that they had done tshuva from their evil ways. In other words, what is the inner meaning of tshuva? Tshuva is not affected by some abracadabra, some magical potion. Ki shavu midarkam hara'a. And so we have a ta'anit. The Rambam tells us in Hilchot Ta'anit that there are two kinds of ta'anit. There's the ta'aniot that we're familiar with, Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Teves, and so on and so forth. Yesh sham yamim in Perakei of Hilchot Ta'aniot, Shekol yami, Shekol Yisrael min anim behem, nei hatzarot shi'iru behem. There were real trials, difficulties, travails, threats, deaths, because of something that once happened, once upon a time. Kedei la'orer halavavot, and we fast on these days for our hearts to be stirred up. La'orer halavavot. What's the first halacha in the Shulchan Aruch? No. Right? Hit orerut. Sheyehehu ma'orer hashachar. To be inspired, to be lehit orer, is to be self-inspired. V'lif toach darchei hatshuva. And that will open the ways of tshuva, because the ways of tshuva have to open in my heart. V'yezeh Zikaron l'maseinu hara'im. These kind of days will be a memorial, a reminder to our evil deeds. U'masei avoteinu shehayah k'maseinu ato. And we find out, we realize that the way we are is the way we were, and the way we were back in time is the way we still are. Nothing has changed. Ad shegaram lahem velanu otan hatzarot. Such that in history, stretching back, there was a deed done or a deed not done that has caused the Jewish people historically tragedy and has caused us today, and still causes us tragedy, because the rip, the rent in the fabric of decency and morality has not been sewn up. It's still here. You listen carefully to the Rambam. In a number of halachot later, all of these, we know those are the fasts. And then in halacha, hey, the Rambam says is a minug. Noagu, kol Yisrael bizmanim elu, at the present time. Present time, when's the present time? The 12th century. Lihitanot b'shloshasar ba'adar. Raman's writing this, dressing us. Shloshasar ba'adar. There's a minug. Zecher l'tanit shenitanu b'nei Haman. Shenemar divri atzomo b'tzakatam. There's no mention of that it caused them tzarot, and it caused what took place, us tzarot, continuing today. But we have a zecher, and there's a minhag. No mention of their masim haraim. Indeed, some of you, I believe, are learning Maseches Megillah now. So why were the Jews deserving of destruction? This you get no points if you answer. What did they do that they were deserving of destruction?
Daf Yud
Beis?
What? They went back to Jerusalem.
Yeah, they went to the party.
What?
They went to the party.
They went to
the
party. But if so...
And they dragged from the...
But if so, then it should only be the Jews of Shushan. I'll give you half credit for it, but forget it. For me, you don't get credit. Okay? The judges will give you credit. But if so, that was what the Talmidim answered of Shimon ben Yochai. Well, what did Shimon ben Yochai say? If so,
why
the rest of them? Good. So what did they do? So there's very strange Gemara. Shishtachavu letzelem, right? You'll look at Gemara Daf Yud Beis. Okay, you have time still. When is the quiz?
Shabbos.
So you can no small masechta. But we are fasting today. Tanis Esther is a minig. Right? It's different. There's no ma'aseinu ata. We're not doing anything now that we deserve it. Okay, whatever it was. Number two, these other four fasts are mufurashim ba'kabbalah. In the Navi. The Rambam says they are explicitly referred to in the Pasuk in Navi. So what is this Ta'anit? What happened? We talk about evil done to us. Well, gentlemen, this all begins in evil done to us, an evil plotted to us that has nothing to do with anything we did. We're talking about Amalek. What is Amalek? Amalek is totally without rhyme or reason, without cause. Amalek is the absolute opponent of Kedusha, of the possibility of a holy nation, on the possibility of a holy person, on the possibility of holiness whatsoever. And what do we do with that as a Jew? What name shall we give to Amalek, whoever the Amalek happens to be? What name shall we give that? What name do we give it in English? What is it called? I want to make this current because it is current. Someone who hates you because you represent Judaism, because you are a Jew. What is he? Anti-Semitic. It's anti-Semitism. It would be remiss of me. It would be criminal of me not to speak of this on a day of Ta'anit Esther. Gentlemen, the beast is astir in the world. You can close your eyes to it. You can spend your time ignoring it, but it's there. It has been there. You know it. It's been there. It's been there in the lifetime of your parents, or certainly the lifetime of your grandparents. We know the story. We know the history. Though the world is forgetting. 6 million Jews killed. Why? Because they're Jews. And it marches again. It goose steps forward and has many names. And the only way it can be countered is with the Jews coming together as one. Nikalu v'amod al nafsham. There is no other way. There is the fool's path, and that is, I will survive by joining those forces. It goes under many names. It goes under the name of intersectionality. It goes under the name of anti-Zionism. It goes under the name of various organizations which shall remain unnamed today. What is important is that you understand that there is a ra'ah that affects the Jewish people, not because we are. Are there faults in the Jewish people? Are there faults? Probably there are. But any study, when you put together all the studies of anti-Semitism, you find out that none of them explain it. None of them explain it. Whether from a psychological, a sociological, an economic standpoint, it's unexplainable, but it is explainable, and we know what it is when we are Torah Jews and we understand what Amalek means, what Haman means, and why we have to come together on this day and every day. And the halacha, here Rabbi Sussman explained that at great length, the Matzit HaShekel and the Matanos Levyonim, the halacha of Purim, the halachas of Purim, which begin with the Tanit, are halachot for us to join together, to be one with the other, to be Goy Echad Ba'aretz, one nation. I want to close with something that unfortunately is true, but let me ask a question. I think I've mentioned this before. I know I've mentioned this before on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Ushuva, Usfila. Somebody finished the last word. Tztaka, Mavimi Nisra Gzeira. Tshuva, we understand. Tfila, we also understand. Tztaka, why tztaka? There are many mitzvos. Why not cry out? Like a certain Jew did. Tshuva, Tfila. The Shatnez. We're going to go on a campaign. You should all check your clothes for Shatnez, which you should do. But there are many mitzvos. Why tzedakah? Why tzedakah? And here we come back to the people of Nineveh, because the story of Nineveh does not simply end. The darshan, the old man giving the drasha, did not simply end with Kishavu Midarkam Hara, the people of Nineveh, because the story of Yonah is not over. There's a whole other chapter. And what happens after the people of Nineveh are saved? There is one person who remains not saved. And what is his name? The last chapter of Yonah, gentlemen. Who is left unsaved? Yonah himself. Yonah himself. Yonah, heitev charalo, he is very, very angry and depressed and unsatisfied with God, that God forgave. And God teaches Yonah a lesson. And he sits in the hot sun and is fainting, and a gourd grows up and covers him, but withers the next day. And Yonah is angry, and God says to him, are you as angry as you can be? And Yonah answers, Heitev charali ad mavet. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to teach you a lesson. And it's the lesson that has to go with tshuva. It's not only about yourself. Vayomer Hashem, the end psukim of Yonah, Atochasto ala kikayon, you had mercy, you had pity on the gourd, on the vine. Ashelo amaltabo, velo gidalto. You didn't toil for him. You didn't raise this gourd. You didn't struggle with the human condition. Shebin laila ya ben laila vanilo achus al ninveh ha'ir ha'gedola. And should I not have mercy on Nineveh, of all these people, men, women, children, even the animals? Have a heart. Have concern for the other. Rabosai, the mitzvos of Purim, and specifically the mitzvah matanos levyonim and giving tzedakah, it draws a circle going from this spot. Draw the circle around 2 kilometers. You all have experienced the following. Baruch Hashem, you experienced the following because it's going to teach you a lesson. You went home and you wanted something to eat and you opened the refrigerator and you looked in. You looked behind this bottle and behind that package and said, there's nothing to eat. And your mother, who is a malpukbo, a mlabo, boch, lechem, said, what do you mean? The refrigerator is full. There's nothing to eat. You go away. 5 minutes later, you come back, hoping that something has been born in the refrigerator. Nothing to eat. Gentlemen, within that circle of 2 kilometers, there are children coming home, and they open the refrigerator, and it's really empty. It's not empty the way it's empty. It's not empty the way there's nothing to eat for me. For them, there is nothing to eat. And if you can live comfortably with yourself, when there are people who don't, children, men, women, children, who don't have the basic bare necessities of life, and it doesn't bother you, then you are not part of the community. If it doesn't bother you when a Jew is attacked in France, in Hendon, in Pittsburgh, if all this doesn't bother you, then you are not part of the community. And you need Tani, Esther, to understand what it means to come together. And if you don't, chas v'shalom, in a world in which anti-Semitism is moving, chas v'shalom.